Hi, this is Mary Wilson of The Supremes. And honey, I am up close with Savoir Fair on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Chapter 1. He was as tough and romantic as the city he loved. Behind his black-rimmed glasses was the coiled sexual power of a jungle cat. Oh, I love this.
It's the map. I can see it's the map. What use is that to us now?
Look closer. Tiger Fletcher, see? See the vortex of ultimate darkness?
That's a hole.
Exactly.
It could lead almost anywhere.
Everywhere.
What?
We just found the biggest hole in the universe, and it's practically below our feet. Kevin, you're a genius.
Good evening, everyone. It's 10 p.m. here on a Friday night, which means you are now listening to songs from the Squid Pod. I'm your host, Savoir Fair, and for the next hour, we'll be taking another look back at the 80s music era. And tonight, we have a double theme tribute slash celebration as we first pay tribute to Rick Ocasek, founder of the Cars, who passed away earlier this week at the age of 75. And then we'll take a look at one of the most influential television shows of all time, Miami Vice, which first aired 35 years ago this week, this past Monday, the 16th, to be precise. Of course, we'll be focusing on the music that was featured during its five seasons, which means our tribute will be spread out over multiple shows, given the amount of music they were known for including. In fact, we're only going to get through part of season one tonight. So be sure to tune in next week to see how much further we get. But first, we're going to start the show with the Squid Pod 80s trivia question of the week. And that is, the Cars 1984 hit Drive was their highest charting single in the U.S., reaching number 3. Which Oscar-winning actor directed the music video for Drive? And the answer is Timothy Hutton. That's right. Hutton won the Oscar for Best Supporting Actor in 1980 for his performance in Ordinary People. And he was only 23 when he directed the video for Drive. He also cast Czech model Paulina Porizkova in the video. And that was the first time Rick and Paulina met. The two would go on to be married in 1989. It would remain so until May of 2018. So there you go. And if you like 80s trivia, you can always get a jump on the question of the week by following me on Twitter at SquidPodMusic. Alrighty. Without further ado or hullabaloo, let's start the show.
We'll be right back.
We are back here on Songs from the Squid Pod with your host, Sav Off Air. We started off that show with a little tribute to Rick Ocasek, who passed away earlier this week at the age of 75. We heard Night Spots off of their 1979 release, Candio. Misfit Kid was in there off of 1980's Panorama. And we wrapped it up there with Since You're Gone from 1981's Shake It Up. Alrighty. Let's see how well I can do this transition here. As I mentioned at the top of the hour, we'll be celebrating the 35th anniversary of Miami Vice tonight. And it won't be just tonight, as there are so many great tunes that they've featured over their five seasons. I have no idea how many shows this will take, so you'll just have to tune in each week. And if you can't make a show, remember that you can always find the playlist and archives of the show on the station's website at WMFO.org and clicking on the schedule link. In the background, you are, of course, listening to the theme to Miami Vice by Jan Hammer, a number one hit in the U.S. back in 1985 after only one season. One last thing before I get started, I will not be playing every song that appeared in Miami Vice, nor will I be playing all of the greatest hits like Phil Collins' In the Air Tonight. Instead, I'll be featuring more of the deeper cuts and lesser-known tracks. So if you're a purist, please don't call up wondering why I didn't play a particular track. It was simply an executive decision. But if you have any Miami Vice requests, you can always call the station at 855-915-WMFO, or feel free to drop me an email at squidpodmusic@gmail.com. And I will do my best to get it on. If not tonight, then at some point. All right. Let's dive into it here. Going back to episode one from season one and The Deal here on Songs from the Squid Pod, 91.5 WMFO, Medford.
Jam, jiggle it, slam. your body's talking to me. I'm hearing something. You're doing something. Come on, girl.
Bumping knees and elbows ever since we first met. I think it's time you reconsider my offer, pal. Hey, man, why don't you get off of yourself? You know, this investigation is dead in the water without me, man.
What are you talking about?
A bus last night. As far as Calderon's people are concerned, I made off of both the party favors and the cash. I'm gonna be hearing from them. You need me, Crockett.
I don't know how this is gonna work, Tubbs. I mean, you're not exactly up my alley, style and persona-wise. Heaven knows I'm no box of candy. But all things considered, I think we might have to consider some sort of temporary working relationship.
We'll be right back. dissipating. I can hear the broken hearted say,
James Sonny Crockett.
Very good, Tubbs. Next week we'll work on your name.
University of Florida. All-American wide receiver number 88. Am I right or what?
That was a long time ago.
You were sensational. I remember one time I watched you run a screen pass 90 yards with 10 seconds left on the clock, man, for the winning TD against Alabama. Funky honky.
It was 92 yards, Tubbs. 6 seconds remaining.
Yeah, well, excuse the hell out of me. You know, not that Vice isn't the most glamorous gig in the world, Crockett. But what happened, huh? I mean, you must have had half the scouts in the NFL on your tail.
Traded all in on 2 years in the Southeast Asian Conference.
Now?
No, Coney Island.
I believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
And we are back here on Songs from the Squid Pod in the midst of our Miami Vice celebration. That's right, we're celebrating the 35th anniversary of the show this evening. And we're only featuring songs that appeared in the five seasons of Miami Vice. And we started off with The Deal and Body Talk. That's from their 1983 debut, Street Beat. That was from season one, episode one.
Hey, Dubs. You ever consider...
And we heard a little soundbite in there of Crockett and Tubbs when they first started working together.
Maybe.
Rockwell was in there with Somebody's Watching Me. It was a number two hit for him back in 1984. Rockwell's real name being Kennedy William Gordy. And as I'm sure you know, he is the son of Motown creator Berry Gordy. Bette Midler was in there, Only in Miami, off of her 1983 release, No Frills. The last three songs, including Bette's there, were all featured in the very first episode, Brother's Keeper. That episode won two Emmys, one for Outstanding Cinematography for a Series, and another for Outstanding Film Sound for a Series. Some other fun facts about Miami Vice. Gary Cole of Office Space, he was Ron Livingston's boss there. And Jimmy Smits, who you may remember from NYPD Blue and LA Law. And if you're a Brooklyn Nine-Nine fan like myself, Smits played Amy's dad. They were originally in the running to play Crockett and Tubbs, believe it or not. Smits was Crockett's original partner during the first episode, but was killed off early on. Heard another little soundbite from the show there. When we first learn of Crockett's background as a former college football phenom. And then we wrapped it up there with Devo and Going Under, from their 1981 release, New Traditionalists. That's from episode two. It starred Ed O'Neill of Married with Children and Modern Family as an undercover agent for the feds. It's actually one of my favorite episodes there. I thought Ed was really fantastic in there. Okay. Plenty to get to here, folks, as we're approaching 20 of. Unbelievable. As I said before, this show theme here of celebrating Miami Vice is probably going to go for multiple shows here. So who knows how many weeks it'll take us, but just be sure to tune in next week. And but anyway, let's dive back into it here with some Wailing Souls.
Hey, Dubs. You ever consider a career in Southern law enforcement?
Maybe. Maybe.
Save your life.
Said when you phoned, we was gonna do some business.
Yo, man, you better be glad I'm a Pisces and don't offend easy. Outside, I have a car. That car has a trunk. You dig music, man? I got Duran Duran, front runner fashion pop. I got Blondie. I got Toots and the Crazy Maytals. I got those tapes and more.
We'll be right back.
You have been listening to Songs from the Squid Pod. I'm your host, Savoir Fair, and that's going to do it for me tonight, folks. Hope to see you here next Friday night at 10 p.m. sharp as we continue our celebration of the 35th anniversary of Miami Vice. I had a ton of fun with this tonight. Hopefully you did as well. In case you're just joining us late here, we've been featuring only music that was featured on the television series Miami Vice. And boy, I tell you, we barely scratched the surface of it here this evening, mainly because I've been blabbing with little fun facts and things like that. But yeah, we're going to continue it next week and the week after that if we have to, and who knows. So anyway, we got time for one more track here, but let's talk about what we've been listening to. We started off that last set with Wailing Souls and Feel the Spirit. That's off of their 1979 release, Wild Suspense. Russ Ballard. We heard two tracks from him there. We heard both from his self-titled album from 1984. We heard In the Night, and then we heard Voices. And if you're not familiar with Russ, he used to be the lead singer and guitarist for the band Argent, whom you probably remember from such hits as Hold Your Head Up. And he's also known for his songwriting as well, penning such greats as New York Groove, which was a big hit for both Hello in 1975 and Ace Frehley in 1978. He also wrote You Can Do Magic for America, and I Know There's Something Going On. That was recorded by ABBA singer Anni Frid Lyngstad, otherwise known as Frida, back in 1982. And that went to number 13 here in the U.S.
Maybe.
So there you go. Oh, yeah, and we had one little soundbite in there. From Nougat Neville Noogie Lamont. That's right. He was kind of a recurring character in the early days of Miami Vice. And it's played by Charlie Barnett. And Charlie was almost hired by Saturday Night Live in 1980, but he lost out to Eddie Murphy. That would be a great Squid Pod 80s trivia question. Maybe next week. All right, we're going to leave you with one last track, as I promised here, by Lindsey Buckingham. Remember, you can always catch the playlist and the archive versions of the show on the station's website at WMFO.org. Click on the schedule link. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Of the Supremes. Hey, Boston! You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Hartford.
So won't you hurry? Come on, boy, see about me.
See about me.
See about you, baby.
See about me.
Trouble in the-